Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters all over the net, all over the world. Hopefully everyone had a wonderful day today, or beginning a blessed day, as some of you are on the other side of the Atlantic and Pacific. This is your host, Brother Seth, this is the group Five Smooth Stones, coming at you again on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, again, shout out to Blog Talk. I have to be thankful and appreciative for them for having this venue. I'm fairly new to it, but I still think it's a great idea. And again, shout out to them, and God bless them for having this. Okay, I just hope that they allow us to speak freely the words of the Most High, and we'll learn from it themselves. Everybody is welcome over at Five Smooth Stones. Okay, so those of you listening on your cell phones going down the road, when you get a chance to log onto the internet, just remember to go blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones, okay? If you do it without the underscore, you're going to get somebody else. But this is your host, Brother Seth, coming to you again. Had a long day today, and so I'm just really excited about tonight's premiere show. This is our premiere show. Talking about a very important question, celebrating a very important event, and that is our brothers and sisters coming together who was once scattered, just like the song just saying. By the way, that song was produced by the Fire Choir in Dimona, Israel. You get a chance. I got to give a shout out to them. When you get a minute, go to www.kingdomofyah.com. Say hello to those good people. Let them know you appreciate the sound. See if there's something you can buy at their websites. Again, kingdomofyah.com. Those are Israelites, brothers and sisters that left the United States in 1967. They're in the land of Israel as we speak. I actually have a niece up there and a little nephew and a little baby. So, anyway, miss those people, okay? So anyway, I just want to say that the title to our message today is going to be, first and foremost, I guess you would say the show name. I'm trying to be politically correct here and do two or three things here at one time, but this is going to be the Uniting or the Federation of International Israelites, okay? Federation means to unite. So tonight's show's name is the Federation of International Israelites, okay? And like I said in my notes, this blog is dedicated and designed to be informative and fun tonight. We're going to talk to Israelites, hopefully, all over the world. And if we don't talk to them all over the world, we'll at least interview, I know, two in different parts of the world. And that would be good enough just to really give them time to just share what's going on with them. I'm looking forward to that. Okay. But just to let you guys know a little bit about me. Okay. And before I do that, I just want to say I hope everybody's doing well. I mean, like I say, a lot of people, this is the end of their day on my side of the world, and it's really late. This will be a late-night show, but I really can't say late-night show because if somebody lives in Africa or in Israel, some of those are places it'll be a different time zone there, and it may be in the morning for them. So, but I do hope everyone is well. I hope that you are pursuing a harmonious relationship with the Most High. When I say the Most High, I'm not just talking about this little figment of our imagination we occasion every once in a while. I mean, I'm talking about the Most High. He is in everything we see and do. He is a part of nature. He is a person. He lives. He sent his begotten Son to die for our sins and to make sure that we have a way to relate to him through the blood and the death and burial of the Messiah. Okay? So thank the Most High for Christ. All right? And I just, again, wanted to just, you know, sometimes I know you feel like just a voice listening to a radio or a voice at the computer, and I want to make sure I personalize this blog to you. It's not about a lot of people listening. It's about me and you. You right there looking at your cell phone or looking at your computer screen, probably checking out my profile. This blog is for you, about you. So I want to talk to you. I want to feel you. I want some of you to call in. I want you to chat with me. I want you to send me messages, make comments at the end of the show. Pro or con, just let me know what do you feel about the things we're talking about tonight, okay? Many of you know that the scriptures have foresaid that Israel would be scattered to the four corners of the earth because of their disobedience. But the Most High said that eventually he'd have mercy upon his people and a remnant would return to Israel. And he would restore, first of all, he would restore the nation of Israel. This is what the whole story is in the Valley of Dry Bones. When the Most High looked at Ezekiel and said, "What do you see?" He said, "There are very many bones and they're very dry." And y'all know the story. Tell me. Yep, can't hear you. But he said, "Prophesy unto those bones." And when they prophesied to those bones, when Ezekiel prophesied unto those bones, everybody knows the story. But in the end, the Most High said, "This is the whole house of Israel." And that this is how it would be in the end. They would come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. So we look for ingathering of the natural biological descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, I know about the spiritual Jew. I know about the spiritual Jew, and the Most High have a lot of work for his chosen, the spiritual Jew, because he never just wanted a tiny little nation. We know that. We know that. But he hasn't finished his work with natural Israel. And we believe over here at 5 Smooth Stone, again, that's 5 _smooth_stones. We believe over here at 5 Smooth Stones at Blog Talk Radio that natural bloodline Israel can only be identified through scriptures. When people start saying, "Oh, I'm Jewish," and they going by anything other than scripture, we have a problem with that. If y'all can hear me okay, let me know. Let me know. Can you guys hear me okay in the chat room there? I see you chatting. I hear you. I see you, Dream Master. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Can y'all hear me okay? I need somebody to let me know if you can hear me okay. I don't want to be talking too loud or too low. But anyway, we were scattered. Well, back to who's saying they're a Jew. The scripture says, Moses is speaking in Deuteronomy 28. I'll do this briefly because this is not what this blog is about tonight. It's about us talking to each other, saying hello to each other, hearing testimonies, and we'll get to that. But I have got to lay the foundation for those that are brand new to this whole way of thinking or this whole concept or this whole teaching. A lot of people tuning in, they have no idea what in the world we're talking about. Talking about scattered and all this stuff. The only way, first of all, you're going to know who is a real Jew is by scriptures. And the Bible has declared very loudly that Israel, in Deuteronomy 28 and 46, Moses is talking to bloodline Israel. He's letting them know what they're going to go through forever. Be it blessings if they obey, blessings if they obey, and curses if they disobey. Moses spells out blessings if they obey and curses if they disobey. And he says in verse 46, that's the most important scripture to me in Deuteronomy 28, because that's when he links 2011 to those ancient writings. He says, "These things will be upon you forever." I'm going to quote it verbatim. "And they shall be upon thee," speaking of the blessings or the curses, "and upon thy seed for a sign and a wonder forever." Check it out. Check it out. "And they shall be upon thee for a sign and a wonder, and unto thy seed forever." What's a sign good for? S-I-G-N. A sign is good for identifying something. Identifying something. What's a wonder good for? Well, self-explanatory. A wonder is going to make you wonder. The Most High always got to get his praise by causing mankind to wonder. It's either wonder at the blessings or wonder at the curses. But they will wonder when they see these people. So what people do we know of that lives out the blessings in Deuteronomy 28 to where it would be a wonder to us? Definitely going to be a sign to us. Do we know of people that live out the blessings? Far as I know in my research, and I've been doing this, studying this for over 25 years, almost 25 years anyway. The only people I know of that wear this slipper, well, first of all, the blessings, nobody is actually wearing the blessings. No nation is enjoying the blessing where they can say we lend and not borrow, we're head, not the tail. Everything we do prosper. No nation can boast that. Japan can't. Probably was the closest one that could. None of the European nations can boast that. No nation of people within a nation. There's no nation that can say, I loan and not borrow. I'm the head, not the tail. Okay? But look at the curses. And look what nation have lived out these curses. Don't look at your individual lives. Because you are not a nation. Look at nations all over the world and look at them in 400-year time spans. Who have lived out Deuteronomy 28, especially verse 69, where it talks about a nation being put in slave ships and sold as slaves? Oh, man. Those of you who don't know this good news, who've been, I don't know, if you just find yourself listening to this broadcast and it sounded so confusing to you, keep listening. It'll make more sense, okay? I have some other episodes you might want to check out where we really get into it. So let me see if I can pull it out, get a little bit of information on that real quick, and then we can get into our primary topic. One of them is amazing, infallible secrets in the Bible. That's what it's called, Amazing Infallible Secrets in the Bible. You can click on part one, part two, soon to come part three. I'll go into depth how we know that African Americans and the African Americans and even brothers and sisters we have in South America and Central America, any nation that live out the blessings or the curses, they are Israel. There is no other way to determine who is blood Israel. Every other way is political, a bunch of lying, a bunch of thievery, theft of birthright. There is no other way. We love everybody at this show. No hatred for anybody. This is where love starts right here. Not that I shouldn't say it starts, I guess, but we love everybody. Okay, no hatred for the Jew, the people that call themselves the Jews, and we say we disagree. No hatred for anybody in Israel. We just want to stick with the scriptures because they too need to hear this information. I mean, they can't help but they was born into all of this. I've been to Israel, thanks be to the Most High. Year of 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Year 2008, I went twice, hope to go soon again. I'm sure the Most High is not done with me. But I just want to say hi to everybody again listening. Welcome. Thank you for tuning into my blog. My wife normally hosts with me, but these late night shows she can't do. I thought I'd pick late night because the family's all taken care of. And so once they are rested, I figured I'd do a little blog and head to bed myself. So before I go any further, let's go to the Most High, our Father, our Daddy, the one that did it all, created it all, started it all. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful Father he is in sending the Messiah, redeeming us from sin. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you to be able to come to you without sin, without blame. Thank you for the Messiah making it possible for us to come to you sinless, the lamb has been slain. This, we just thank you for life being as good as it is. Thank you for our understanding being as clear as it is. And we thank you for the revelation, these secrets that you've revealed to your chosen of who the true people of the book initially was, and your plan, even in inviting the Spirit to you. Father, we just thank you for all of these truths you are revealing to these special people you're calling. We just thank you. I thank you for the opportunities to share with my brothers and sisters tonight in exile all over the world. We ask that we would seek your heart, not seek to debate, not seek to be heard, but that we would seek your heart and that we would please you and draw men and love people and love this planet back into total restoration for the kingdom of Yah that is to come upon this planet. We thank you. We love you. Help us speak to our hearts today through this blog. Speak to our hearts when this blog is long gone. Thank you for allowing us to have access to you. Thank you, Most High. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, here we go. We'll say one more thing, and if you guys know that when you call in, if you need to say something, you got to push the button one. Those you're in the chat room, you know, I'm flipping back and forth, so eventually I'll be able to see you. So if you have a question, put it out there. I won't ignore you. My wife normally does. We're better being a team, but she had to get some rest, and I understand that. But let's see which way we're going to go with this. Okay, let's do it like this. I want to, first of all, talk about the scriptures that do talk about how that Israel would be scattered, okay? And if you just bear with me, because I'm moving. Okay, as we know, in Revelation 2 and 9, 3 and 9 says that, I know those who say they are Jews and are not, but of the synagogue of Satan. That's the scriptures, not me. Revelation 3 and 9, behold, I would make them come and worship at thy feet, those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. So there will be people in the Holy Land that the Most High will send as a punishment. Okay? So Israel is to be occupied by Gentiles, as the Messiah said, and that's what scripture I was trying to find, where he says, after he is gone, Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles. See, I tell you, when you're trying to do this all by yourself, it's a little harder. Normally my wife is holding this, but if I can just give me a minute, I'll find it. I sure will. So, anyway, see if we have any questions here. Looks like somebody, okay, moving right along. People, while I'm looking at the scripture, let me just inform you, if you don't know, that the Most High did get upset with Israel because they didn't keep his Sabbaths and they didn't honor him and honor the land he gave them. They didn't stick to the laws he gave them, and he scattered them. And Israel has been in exile. Well, the 10 tribes went first, but in 70 A.D., everything in Israel was scattered, okay? And they went all four corners. So I just believe that every nation, as the scriptures have declared, howls exile Israelites. So we are scattered everywhere, and that's why I have such a problem. When I went to Israel in 2001 through 2008 and saw only one type of ethnic people there, pretty much. I mean, yes, they allowed the Ethiopian Jews, which is not really one of the 12 tribes, to come in there, and we acknowledge them, of course, but their family. But I'm talking about the 12 tribes. They don't even, you know, it's too white to be the true Aliyah that they call it. They call it the Aliyah or the Aliyah, the returning home of, you know, so-called Jews all over. And that's another thing. I have trouble with the word Jew because, as most of you know, because y'all some smart people, at this time of night concerned about this kind of stuff, I know you know that the true 12 tribes was not called no Jews. Okay, there was Israelites, okay? There was 12 tribes. Jew come from Judah. Everybody know that? Say yes on three. One, two, three. All right, I hear you. I hear you out there. So I have trouble with the name Jew. But anyway, the Most High scattered us. We're in all four corners of the planet, okay? Observing some of the horrific, horrific events. Our people are just being, like the scriptures say, we'll be at the bottom pretty much of every single aspect of life, okay? So I hope everyone is on board with me on this, because I know a lot of times people don't know anything about us being scattered, and they think I'm making this up. They have a hard time, first of all, believing we're Israel. But we are Israel. Like I say, based upon Deuteronomy 28, we have been scattered to all four corners. But I believe in the scriptures have declared that Israel would return to their homeland. Israel definitely will return to their homeland. And I'm just looking forward. I'm so thankful that this is going to happen. And any second, I must let y'all know, I'm kind of, if you hadn't figured out yet, I'm kind of stalling a little bit. I'm expecting a gentleman to call me, and he's going to call me. We got two callers. One is going to be from Israel, and the other one is going to be from South Africa. So I'm looking for them two brothers to call. If they are in the house, I'm sure they'll press one and let me know so I can distinguish them among the other callers. Until that happens, we'll just continue to talk. Now, I think I got what I was looking for earlier. If we can, in our Bibles, let me see here. Okay, I have scriptures, just a matter of which ones we're going to turn to. So many where he talks about Israel being scattered to all four corners. Okay. One other thing, I tell you what. Let's do this, because I'm trying to be multitasking here. I want y'all to all right, I think I may, okay. Well, while I'm looking this up, because I'm trying to find a particular scripture, while I'm looking this up, some of the tribes that have been already identified, we'll talk about that real quick. Are y'all familiar with the Limba people out of South Africa? Nelson Mandela put them on the map. This is the people this is one of our brothers and sisters that actually ended up in South Africa. They're called the Limba people. So I'm going to be making a lot of references to different peoples, and I want y'all to write this down. When the brothers come in and they give their names, write their names down. Let's start a directory. Every Tuesday we're going to be doing this. So I want y'all to write these names down, and what we'll do is eventually every Tuesday, like I said, we'll have this. And so what we'll end up doing, we'll have a name full of scattered Israelites all over. Because I know Israelites, I've been to 24 countries declaring Israel. And so I've picked up a lot of different names, and I'm going to drop those on you at some point, one of these twos. It's probably not all tonight, but for starts, we can look at the Limba people. Now, some of y'all online, if you can go, Yahoo does them pretty justice, Google does them pretty justice. If you can go online and just simply type in Limba, L-E-M-B-A. Even YouTube have a lot on the Limba people. So what I'm saying is let's do that, and you can learn about the Limba people. The Ashanti people also observe a lot of Hebraic practices, the Ashanti people. I know some people say, well, I don't know about Ashanti, but West Africa is full of people keeping the Shabbat and just different things. Again, we're scattered into all nations, literally all nations. When I was in Ethiopia, of course, I had to go see the so-called Falashian Jews. By the way, they don't like that name, Falashian. They like to call themselves Beta Israel. So let's just obey their demands and call them Beta Israel. Okay, but this is Solomon's, one of Solomon's sons, descendants, Haile Selassie and company, but they call themselves Beta Israel, and I had to go see them. I went to Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, and got to see with my own eyes Velasquez in action. What was the most impressive thing, real quick, about that trip is the Egyptian Museum. And again, I'm looking for scriptures as I'm talking here, but I thought I'd share some of my what I've learned in these 24 countries I've been. But without Ethiopia, if you ever want to go on a vacation, want to go somewhere that's going to really be meaningful and spiritual, it's probably equivalent to going to Israel. And I do mean that with every sense of the word, as the scripture says, Ethiopia will be as Israel. And it truly is. I mean, these people, I cannot explain the spiritual awareness that I got there. I can tell you, let me drop one major revelation on y'all. You know how they always say we got the gospel from Europe, right? How the whites spread the gospel, and that's why God used them to spread the gospel, blah, blah, blah. Check this out. Now, y'all knew that Queen Sheba and Solomon had a kid. You knew that, right? And his name was Menelik, M-E-N-E-L-I-K. And some people spell it a little different. The Rosses spell it a little different. But anyway, Menelik was Queen of Sheba's and Solomon's son. Solomon commanded 300 priests to raise their son as an Israelite. So Ethiopia got a strong dose, of Israelite history by those 300 priests that was commanded by Solomon to raise their kid a Elohim-fearing Israelite. Okay? I want everybody to think about this now. That was thousands of years ago. So Ethiopia got their first, and some people argue it was even before Solomon, but I'm just trying to, for sure the Bible is clear about this story where they got access to the Most High's laws and Israel's way, okay? So it was there thousands of years before Christ even came on the scene. But check this out. When the Ethiopian eunuch was baptized in the book of Acts, hopefully y'all believe in the book of Acts, if you will notice, there was an Ethiopian, when that Ethiopian was baptized, I don't know if many of you noticed, but he went and started a church that's now called the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. That church is still in existence. I'm going to say that again. The Ethiopian eunuch went and started a church, and that church is still in existence. Do you know what that means? That means that they had the gospel thousands of years before the Catholic Church. That should make some of y'all right there just start writing, start turning, flipping through your internet looking for that. That is something. So I just wanted you to know that Ethiopia is no joke. Those of you who run off to Paris and all these European nations, I mean, we've been there. We've given up enough of our money. Let's check out Ethiopia, what they've got to say about it, since they predate Catholicism thousands of years. Maybe we should be listening to them talk about who Christ is, who the prophets are. After all, through that Nicene Council, we lost a lot of books. Hopefully y'all are reading some of those lost books, because we truly, the Bible has been tampered with. Although there's enough truth in there to set a person free, we've lost a lot with the Nicene Council and what happened with that. Okay? For starts, while we're waiting on our brothers to come, let me just make sure nobody's got a hand up, okay? I'm flipping back on screens here. Let's go to Zechariah 7 and 14. Okay, and I'll give you a minute to get that. But like I was saying, there are so many Israelites scattered. Okay, the Ethiopians are just one. I went there, like I said. Be sure if you ever go, definitely go to the museum. I went to the museum in Egypt as well. Egypt cannot touch Ethiopia's museum. I'm telling you. So make sure you go to the Ethiopian Museum. Them people got something. They claim they have the Ark of the Covenant. I don't know about all that. But anyway, but I also went to Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea is a very odd place because Papua New Guineans actually keep, they follow the Old Testament law like it's ancient times right now. Like it's 2011, right? Papua New Guineans, and I have a great good friend of mine. If y'all don't know it or not, I am on Facebook. If you click into my Facebook, there's a brother by the name of John Pandy. I know it's an odd name for someone from Papua New Guinea, but Pandy is Papua New Guinean last name. But this brother can really detail what I'm saying. He lived, he's from there. But they actually live out the Old Testament law right now as though it's back then. So, you know, obviously, either Israel, and I haven't quite really got into details of that, of really digging into their history. I just talked to this brother, but he tells me our culture is Hebraic. So there are some ones to look at Papua New Guinea, okay? But moving right along, in India, you have the Cochin Jews, C-O-C-H-I-N. Some people pronounce it Cochin, Cochin or Cochin Jews. These are black-skinned people in South India that observe Hebrew living or customs. Okay, and I actually, yes, I sure did. I put a link on my front page. So if you guys can just click on that link, you can learn a lot about them. Also, on my page is my library. You got to click on my library while you're sitting here listening to me talk and look at some of the books that I have. Over 24 books describing with much proof how we are truly Israel, and not just so-called African-Americans, but we've been scattered, as I said earlier, to all four corners of the earth, other people as well. So please click on the links because the links are very informative. When this blog is, when I'm off the air, you guys are going to have a lot of questions and a lot of, you know, and just click on my links and it's going to probably answer everything you got. Again, over 24 books just on that one subject. But I talk about the one world government. I talk about all types of world events. I'm very much concerned about our planet. So I don't just limit it just to Israel. This is my calling. I am one of the fishes and the hunters. Spoke up in Jeremiah 16:16 that in the latter days the Most High would raise up to help bring his people together. I believe that with all my heart. But let's read Zechariah 7:14. Okay. And this is the prophet Zechariah speaking what is to befall Israel. And he says, but I will scatter them with a whirlwind among all nations whom they knew not. Problem with that part of that verse is I thought Israel knew everybody. Okay? Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through it nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate. Okay? So many more scriptures about Israel being scattered among the heathen. Leviticus 26:33. And I will scatter you among the heathen and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate and your cities waste. There's a lot of scriptures, a lot of reading before and after. And so that will be your homework, but that's the key scripture right there, Leviticus 26:38. Just a few verses down. Goes on to say, you'll perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. Check this out. You know how we read in the scripture where it always talks about the land will eat you up, the land will eat you up. I had problems with that. One time I went to the Most High with that. I want y'all to check this out. Do you know that that scripture really means what it says and says what it means, that the land is what's causing a lot of our diseases? I know it sounds really crazy. Check this out.
I've heard numerous scientists and doctors say, even things like cancer, it's a way we're living, and it's the way we're, you know, in other words, you couldn't get cancer if the atmosphere was a certain way. In other words, when we take this atmosphere and we in this environment, we go into doing different things, we don't have no business, and even something as simple as not getting enough rest. And I'm guilty of that, so I'm stepping on my own toe there. But the kind of things we eat, the stress, and the way we live, especially in the West, all of this stress and the way we eat and the way we think and then what we look at for entertainment, all of this stuff, the atmosphere becomes your enemy. And something caused by just the environment all by itself. Because we're doing things to destroy the ozone with the gases, and all y'all know how we're polluting. America's number one polluter in the world. We're destroying the atmosphere, and the atmosphere in turn causes diseases. It really means what it said, that the land will eat you up. Pretty strange, okay? And let me just check here, making sure my guest hasn't checked in with us, and I'm sitting up here running my mouth. But anyway, yeah, the land will eat you up. The land will eat you up. Okay, so you know, you have to look for, and everybody want to blame the white man. And by the way, while I'm on this white man thing, because we have some white listeners right now, and I'm not trying to kiss up to nobody, you don't understand one thing about Brother Seth. I don't fear no man. I don't fear no man. Don't fear no CIA, FBI, none of those people, okay? You know, I'm going to speak as long as Blog Talk Radio will have me, and when I get too controversial, they kick me off, I'll go somewhere else. That's just how I roll, okay? But I will say this. White people are not our enemy. White people, I work with them. I know them. I see them daily. They don't have, not that they're ignorant, but no people have the intellect to do to us what has been done to us as a nation unless the Most High has something to do with it. It was because of our rebellion he ran us out of Israel. It was because we didn't teach our children, we didn't pass down our culture like the Most High said, that we didn't worship him with joy as Deuteronomy talks about. So because we didn't worship him with a joyful heart and the nations around us see us worshiping and loving our Father like we were supposed to, because we didn't pass those down our generation, that's why we're sitting up here in America at the bottom in every aspect of life. That's why we're in South Africa at the bottom of every spectrum of life. That's why we're in West Africa at the bottom of every spectrum of life. That's why we're in India calling ourselves the untouchables. That's why we're in China. That's why we're in all of these different places. And yes, there are Hebrew Israelites or Israelites in China. I know y'all hate on China. Some of y'all want to keep everything just black, black. But a lot of these people actually are dark-skinned people. But they're scattered everywhere. White people is just the Most High's belt. He called them out of Europe. He said, I'll provoke you to jealousy by those that are not a people. That don't mean they're not human beings, but they're not a known people. Now, Joel 1 talks about how that nobody is going to escape these people when they come out of the – let's read it because some of y'all don't probably believe it. So let's just go here right now to Joel 2. Everybody go to Joel 2. We'll come back to the scatter in a second. Because I can feel some of y'all out there saying, I don't know about this brother. No, it's the white man. He's our problem. No, 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 no. The Bible says in Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. Write that down. It's Ephesians 4, I believe it is. Okay? Now, Joel 2, talking about a people that's going to come up on this planet. There's never been a people like them before. What do you mean, I've never been a people like this before? Let's read Joel 2, 1. I'll come out of the King James Version Bible. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. Tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess. Day of clouds, day of in thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, and great people, and a strong, there hath not been ever like. Let me read that again. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and a thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountain, a great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like. Neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Did y'all just hear what I read in Joel 2:2? The Most High is saying there is a people going to come upon the nation, upon the earth. They're mighty, they're many, and there's never been a people like them. Wait a second. Weren't there the Persians and all these? Weren't there all these? What did he mean? Never been a people like this. Keep on reading. A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burneth the land as the Garden of Eden before them. Let me back up here. I'm getting all excited here. A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. What kind of people is going to exist that never has been before? Says before them is like the Garden of Eden, and after them is like a wilderness, and that nobody will escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run. Anyway, let's keep reading. Like the noise of chariots on the top of mountains shall they leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire, they devour the stubble. As a strong people set in battle array. Watch this, watch this. Before their face, the people shall be much pain. All faces shall gather blackness. That don't mean black like y'all think. That's gloominess. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his way. They shall not break ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. They're going to be together. They're going to be together. They're going to be organized. Oppressors. Listen to this. And when they shall fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Don't you know people that they seem to just rule, and even when they lose, they gain. You know what I mean? If they're in a, if they, somebody break, they in a, what am I saying here? If they even robbed from some system called insurance, they wind up with more than they had before. When they're wounded, the wound heal by itself. Oh, that ain't what they're saying, my brother. Now, listen now. Listen. Listen. And when they fall upon a sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb. In other words, this is talking about a people that is going to gather captivity like the sand. But let me keep reading here. The earth shall quake before them. The earth shall quake before them. What nation can boast that the earth quake before them? The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord shall utter his voice before his army. That's what I was wanting to get down to, people. Who called them? The Most High. They're his army. For his camp is very great, and he is strong that executed his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? I want us to understand something. The Most High sent people to chastise his people. He's been doing it forever. The Bible is full of nations that the Most High called to break down his people when they're disobedient, or to chastise his people when they're disobedient. So we need to quit blaming the white man. The white man is nothing more than a tool. The Most High use him to get his people to submit. Okay? We got to understand that. There's a lot of hating on white people. The white man is the white. He's the devil. He's that. No, he's not. When y'all know who white people are in the first place, white people are us. Every one of y'all listening, so-called black people out there listening, you white, you just covered with melanin.
white people, and that's another session I do starting next week or a week after that, on leprosy. When we have albinos, we had albinos. This is true history. Thousands of them, albinos, people that had no pigmentation. Africa did what they always do to people like that. They hated them. What's wrong with you? Why you come out blonde hair, blue eyes? They mistreated those people. Those people migrated to the caves of Europe, Caucasus Mountain. That's where we get the word Caucasian from. And nobody understood this, but the Most High was getting ready to prepare one of the greatest nations that ever hit this planet. And that nation is to be his belt. That, out of albinoism, as they went among the world, after the Moors went up there and educated them, brought them out of the caves of Europe, they had forgotten how to walk and all these things. It's very true. The caveman era is very true, very documented. But while there was a caveman era in Europe, Dark Ages, Africa had science, technology, universities. Yes, that's the truth. Sorry if you don't know that. But a mighty nation came out of that. And they began to go around, and as they mix with different people, they gather more pigmentation and more pigmentation. We look up today, millions of people. That is no more than us. White people are us. We are them. All this business about, well, no, they was created from some thousands of years ago, and then the Muslims are talking about Yaqub. Much respect to Elijah Muhammad, but no, that ain't going to fly. It ain't got nothing to do with the scriptures. Okay, there was two people put in that garden. The Bible said they was made out of the dust of the earth. That's Genesis 1. We can go there, okay? Genesis 1. This is good. Waiting on my guest. I'm kind of glad he's a little late. But what I'm saying to y'all, and when you do come, my brother, if you're listening already on your way, just press 1 on your phone, and I'll know that's you. But everybody come from those two people, those dust-colored people. The Bible said that the Most High made man out of the dust of the earth, and everything was to reproduce after itself. So dust reproduces after dust. Grapes reproduce after grapes. You know, so we know that that dust out there is the same dust that Adam and them had. And the rich, the blacker it is, the richer it is. The richer it is, the blacker it is. So everybody was made from the dust of the earth, okay? And by the way, everybody come from Africa. What's up with this we're not from Africa business? Everybody from Africa. Like Dick Gregory said, he said something very funny but very wise. The animals never left. I mean, you can lie about history and burn down, knock off the nose of the Sphinx and do a whole bunch of burning the libraries in Egypt that the Europeans did, but you ain't going to go out there and move no 10,000 rhinoceros and no 8,000 giraffes and no 18,000. You ain't going to mess with no cheetahs and all that. Like Dick Gregory said in his humor, the animals never left. Yes, the earth was destroyed in that ark, you know, floated from here and there. But where it landed, people, it landed in Africa as we know today. And I know that's not the proper name, but I'm just letting y'all know everybody started there. And then later on, we got confused with the language and all that. We then went other places, and we called that our home. Well, yeah, especially us Israelites. Yeah, the Most High called Abraham out of the land of Ur. And, yeah, we know the story. So we are from Israel. But don't get me wrong, everybody is from Africa, okay? So let's quit hate on Africa, all right? So I'm trying to look at the chat room because these brothers and sisters chatting away in this chat room, and I just want to make sure I'm in sync with what they're saying here. But like I was saying, I love everybody. And love, you know, some things I say can be very harsh. I know a lot of people think that whole leprosy thing, but I teach on leprosy. And when I teach leprosy, I'm not boasting. I'm boasting the Most High. He has given me this information. I guarantee you, you will not have heard some of the things I have to share because I actually have talked to scientists. I've talked to dermatologists. I've talked to eye doctors. And we're going to talk about melanin of the eyes. I mean, I go there. But anyway, we're talking about scattered Israel, so I don't want to get off. Let's see if my wife is here. She'd be saying, hey. Their own subject. But like I was saying, Israel has been scattered to all four corners. We are everywhere. This blog is going to be doing a lot of interviewing. This is our very first episode, so allow me to kind of skip around a little bit, okay? It's just like that. Just allow me to do that, all right? But Israel definitely is. Let me just thought of something. I had started to talk about Ethiopia. I want to also talk about when I went to India. There's a people in India called the Untouchables. The Untouchables. There's actually several tribes calling themselves Israel in India. But the ones that I want to talk about that I know show enough is Israel. I mean, these people is living out the book. Matter of fact, they say the Untouchables have it worse than so-called African Americans. Because it used to be that the shadow of an Untouchable would reach the other population that they have to go wash. And I mean, to this very day, I saw the oppression of those people, and I knew based upon what I saw and just the spiritual connection I had with them that they truly are a lost tribe. When I go to these different countries, what I would do, I would look for people that's living out Deuteronomy 28. That's what I like to do on my travels. Of course, I like to see, you know, the Great Wall and all these other things. I've seen the pyramids. But I'm looking for people that's living out Deuteronomy 28. Now, I already know to look for the curses because none of these nations are operating the blessings. And I cannot wait to share with the listening audience out here on the net the different things I've seen and that can be documented through even some of the websites, okay? So we are real. Those of you that's new to this way of life, and I know you're being persecuted by a lot of your peers and so forth, I'm telling you, you're on track. Stay committed to the Most High. Stay committed to the Most High. Stay committed to the Most High. Don't get religious. You know, so many Israelites just want to sit around and talk about what name do you call the Most High and the Shabbat. That's their whole life. That's all they want to talk about. But there's other things, okay? We got to live a holy life. We got to have good homes. We got to treat our wife right. And we got to treat our husbands right. We got to have raised good kids, smart kids. The kingdom of the Most High is already here. Don't say it's to come. It's already here. It's expanding. It's coming even more and more clear, but it's already here. The kingdom of the Most High is within you. And whatever you own, if you own a business, you own a car, you own a fleet of cars or whatever, as the Most High gets your heart, he gets your fleet of cars. As the Most High own your heart, he gets your home. As the Most High own your heart, he gets all your money. And that's material stuff that's on the earth that we can actually see, taste, touch, and smell, that's already part of the ownership of the kingdom. So it's already being formed right now as we speak. So it's already here. We just got to live holy, righteous lives. We got to judge ourselves, judge our flesh, and just make sure we're walking this whole thing out and not sitting around debating on the Shabbat and the names to call the Most High. Be more concerned with how you're calling him than what you're calling him, okay? All right, you might have his name proper. Some of y'all want to have it so proper. But how are you living? I'd rather call him God and call Yeshua or Yahawashah, Jesus, and be living a holy life with fruit in my life than to be running around here with the proper name and heart is filthy. Now, you know how we all, most of us, come up on Jesus. And I don't know why we can't have a little patience with people that's learning. You know, we want to just start talking Hebrew, and y'all know some of that's Yiddish anyway. I know I'm probably not going to be liked for that. But, you know, a lot of us, scripture says we're going to speak a new language, y'all. Come on now. So anyway, you know, we're so worked up on these names and that we don't have no patience for our brothers and sisters out here that's saying Jesus Christ. Some of these people live circles around us, and you know it and I know it. They just got the names wrong, you know. And by the way, we know how the Pope commanded Michelangelo to render a black painting. We know that. We smart. We know about that. Those of you on this chat room, I see you. Y'all know that. Okay, we know about that. We're not fools. And we know that not only did he command Michelangelo to render this white painting, but that's when Europe started to hate on the black statues and the knocking off Sphinx nose and all this stuff, burning down libraries, trying to whiten up the gospel, to whiten up the Bible, whiten up the scriptures, whiten up the Most High. Okay, we know about that. And then they take and they start messing with the name, and his name becomes Jesus, which everybody know. All y'all know, there ain't no J in the Hebrew. There's Ma, Ka, Ra,
Esau, all type, a lot of alphabets, but no J. So we have still got to be patient with our brothers and sisters, because you know what? When they called on him, the Most High knew exactly who they was talking about. Our mothers and fathers, when they call on the Most High, the Most High know they not calling on what Pope Urban and all them other wicked popes was trying to do, concoct in there in Europe. He knows that. You know your grandma, when she called on the Messiah, she might have thought of a white man, but she was talking about Mary's baby. For real, for real. I mean, come on, let's quit playing with ourselves. You know, she was calling on the one that walked the Red Sea. She was calling the one whose mama name was Mary. She was calling. So all I'm saying is, why do we have so little patience? We got to reach these people. Y'all have got to understand, all of you right now listening to me are mercenaries. You are the elite group. You are the Delta Force. You are the sharpest it get on this planet. Who are you that the Most High would trust you with this revelation of who Israel is? You don't need me to tell you nothing. You need not, the Spirit say, you have an unction in you, and you need not that any man should teach you. You need not that any man should teach you. Who are you to know and to walk in this kind of truth? There are some people I've been knowing that's been in these churches for 50, some of them 60 years, and they just can't get it. They say, I see the scriptures. I see what you're saying. I see Deuteronomy 28, but they just can't get it. And you come along, you see it, you got it, you're running with it. Who are you? You're one of those. You are Jeremiah 16 and 16 being fulfilled, meaning one of those fishers and hunters that the Most High called to reveal Israel. So this blog today is just simply celebrating Israelites all over our planet. We're celebrating Israelites all over our planet. We're everywhere. I told you about India. Let's talk about some other places I've been. Of course, I've been to Rio. I've been to Brazil. And they, you know, if you pull up Google Earth and do a measure from where they took the slaves, the first place they land was Brazil. It's actually closer than the Caribbean. Brazil have more black folks than America, and they have a strong Hebrew community north of Brazil. I tried to get there, but my flights wouldn't allow me. But I'm telling y'all, Brazil is full of Israelites. Believe that. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to think of this group that was calling. You have to forgive me. I didn't realize I'm going to be talking about Brazil, and I thought we was going to mostly focus on Israel. But we're everywhere, people. We're everywhere. We are everywhere living out Deuteronomy 28. So like I said, when I travel, I look for people. I actually ask people, how did y'all get here? When I went to Papua New Guinea, how did you get here? And were you brought here in ships? Is it hard for y'all to come together? Does it seem like y'all can make everybody else rich, but you can't enrich your own people? Oh, yeah, that's us, man. How'd you know? You from here? You know, when they start talking like that, I've been to Guam. I've been all throughout the Pacific. You remember the Most I said, even throughout the Isles of the Pacific. So when I went to Guam and Truk and these different places like that, I asked these questions, and we are everywhere. It is very true. The United Nations said it right when they said whites are only 8% of the planet. I'm telling y'all, 92% of this planet is black. And even when I went to Israel, I said this the other day on another blog, that even when I went to Israel those years, I went in, we got a brother calling in a little bit. He actually lived there. He'll call you from Israel. But even when I went to Israel, I noticed something very strange. If you go to Jerusalem, it's white. Where all the cameras at, CNN, ABC, BBC. But when you go outside of Jerusalem, it's a very non-white nation. Very non-white and very empty. I mean, it's millions of people there, but I mean, it looks like Israel is so empty. That's all I think about when we drive around. Man, this place is so empty. It is so empty, it almost screams, please come occupy me. truly the Most High meant it when he said, I will scatter you, I will run you out of it. It looked just like there's been a great exodus. So people, be very excited. We will return. A remnant will return to Israel. A remnant will return to Israel. Okay? So let's look at some other scriptures here. Again, while we're waiting on a couple of guests here, I kind of wanted some brothers to really just go into what's going on in Israel. So I didn't invite too many people, but I'm beginning to think that this brother's going to be a little bit later. I probably should have. And while I'm turning to the scripture, I just want to say another thing. Again, I've been in 24 countries. I know that we're in Europe. That's a big, a lot of us just don't want to give Europe no credit. I hear you, though. I've been mad at them, too. But for real, we are, yes, in Europe, because when they're a nation. They are a nation. The Most High said, I will scatter you among the heathen. He meant just that. We're scattered everywhere. And Europe is truly one of the places he scattered them. Okay? And I know somebody once told me this, Seth, why are you using these Old Testament scriptures to describe what we are doing today? Remember Deuteronomy 28:46, because some of you are saying, I see you giving me these scriptures about we being scattered, but what does it have to do with 2011? You kind of twisting the Bible here. Let's explain this. Whenever you see anything in the Old Testament where Israel went through something, remember, they are to go through it forever. I see some of y'all little lights going on in your head. I see it in the spirit. Israel is supposed to go through the same thing forever. So, like Isaiah, here's a good one. Everybody turn to Isaiah 51:20. This is a good one. I shared this the other day. Isaiah 51:20 going to throw y'all off. I see Mama B, she was with us the other day, so she probably said, I already know about that. But Isaiah 51:20. I'm trying to type here. Check out this scripture. This is 2011, right? Okay, hold on. Just 1 second. But there's a scripture. I'm going to quote it, and then I'll find it. It says, thy sons lie at the head of all the streets. Thy sons lie at the head of all the streets as wild bulls in nets. Think about that for a second. That just happened to come up in my spirit. Someone must have needed it because I wasn't going to go here at first. Isaiah 51:20. Thy sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets. As a bull in a net, they are full of the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of thy God. Let's break the scripture down. Thy sons have fainted. Think about somebody fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets. Okay, that makes sense. They fainted, going to be lying down somewhere. But watch this. As a wild bull, that's about the strongest animal around, in a net, there's this something that's stopping them from running around, a net. This strong beast, if you will, in a net. But they lie at the head of, what's the head of the street? Everybody I've ever shown this verse said, oh my goodness. This is Isaiah talking about something thousands of years ago. He's saying that Israel's son, this nation of boys, was lying at the head. It was at the head of the street. I've never told anybody what that means. Everybody always say, I know what that is. I know what that is. Of course you know what it is. The head of a street is the corners. So it says, thy sons have fainted. They lie at the corners of all the streets. as wild bulls in a net. What's the net? The system they're in. But check this part out. They are full of the fury, which means anger, of the Lord. So these young boys out on the street that's got the strength of bulls, because they are our strongest, physically anyway, they're full of the rebuke of the Most High on us. It's judgment. So we can hate them all we want, but I brought that up to say that scripture is ancient. But I told you in Deuteronomy 28:46, it says, Moses said, these things are going to be upon you forever. So Israel is going to continue to repeat these very things. So, yes, you can pull up Bible verses and say, that's us. Because some people really give me a hard time when they say, well, you can't use these Old Testament scriptures and say that's us. That stuff happened a long time ago. Not true, not true. But anyway, I think we have my guest, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines here, and let's just go ahead and bring him on. I've been holding down it long enough. Okay, my brother, you there? Caller, you on the air?
Yes, I'm
caller
here. I'm
at 972.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you pretty good. Speak. Actually,
yes,
say
sir,
something
this
else.
Is me. Okay, all right, good, good, good.
A little bit louder, please. Okay. Anyway, everybody, this is my guest. I want you to introduce yourself. Tell everybody your name and give us the meaning of your name, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, my name is Emmanuel Ben Eliezer Hakohen. I'm a teacher and a priest. My name, Emmanuel, means faith in Yah, or it means, it comes from the root of faith, meaning Emunah, and my name actually is in that building. It means several things. Yeah, I was actually named Artist of God because that's one of my major talents.
Okay,
all
right.
And I've been in Yah for 35 years.
Okay, so
hello?
I want you to let everybody know, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from the city of Mishpeh Rimon. It's in Israel, and it's one of the highest elevated cities in the world. This is where Israel is scope for viewing all of the things in Israel.
Okay.
So I'm in one of the highest cities of next to Jerusalem.
Emmanuel, I just want everybody to know you a little bit about this brother. His brother's name is Emmanuel Ben Eleazar. He is on Facebook. Please hit this brother up. He have been forever posting Hebrew Israelites, or Israelites more perfectly, messages to us forever. And I kept saying, I don't know who this brother is, but he is always emailing me. So I talked to him a little bit, you know. And so I just want everybody to know this is one of our soldiers out there on the net, really spreading the word. Again, he is calling from Israel. I've been where he's at, like I say, several times. Amania, what I want to do right now is give the people a little bit of history on the kingdom of Yah there in Dimona, just kind of bring them up to par on it and let them know about the website and everything, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And everybody, there is a little bit of delay, if you had noticed.
Okay.
So go ahead and give them a little bit of history of how the kingdom of Yah come into being, please.
Oh, the kingdom of Yah, well, we came into being in 1967 when a group of brothers and sisters from our community went into Liberia. We went into Liberia, into the jungles of Liberia, in our effort to get rid of the negritudes that we had developed in the slave-oriented America. We went there to cast those things aside and prepare ourselves to come to Jerusalem, which we did in 1969. We came in in two groups in 1969, and from there we were moved down into what is now known the Negev area, south of Beth Sheva, located down by the Live Sea or the Dead Sea, as you see. We're there right out of the Dead Sea area, same area of the Qumran community. We set up an ascetic lifestyle where we begin to, you understand, govern ourselves according to a standard, as it's written in the 51st chapter of Jeremiah, that we had to set up a standard and set up a watch and begin set up to devise a plan to maintain ourselves here in Israel, other than the Ten Commandments, which we abide by that wholeheartedly. But we came up with seven pillars of the kingdom of Yah, and based upon those pillars is what we still govern our lives by.
Well,
if
I can jump in here real quick. Yes, when I came, I just have to say this group of people. One of the things that impressed me, listeners, more than anything with this group of people calling themselves the Kingdom of Yah in Dimona was their diet. That was one of the first things that got me, because I never in my life seen so many people so healthy. You know, I never seen so many vegans, for one, in one place. But seeing our people, 60 and 75 years old, playing basketball with young boys, I just never seen older people. And I kept saying, you can't be that age. You just can't be. You just can't be. Prior to me going to Dimona, who I respected more than anybody on the planet for their diet was the Chinese. They was top dog to me, so to speak, because, you know, everybody know about the Chinese. But when I went to Dimona, they quickly changed my mind. I mean, so many people, so healthy. You know, these people don't have a dentist. I mean, they don't need a dentist. I mean, because I remember I had a toothache, and they said, my brother's going to give you some things, some pain, some herbs. And I was like, y'all have a dentist? They said, we don't have cavities. If you don't eat sugar, you don't have cavities. And I was like, thrown for that. And just, not just teeth, but with every aspect of health, be it cleaning your body, detoxing, even if something as simple as nails, you know. And I've talked with so many different people. And if people listen, let me say this. These people have some very educated people there. I'm talking about university educated as well as herbally, if I can use that word, herbs, a master's in the area of herbs. And I've just never seen to this day a people like Dimona. Now, I ain't going to lie. I don't agree with every single thing that I saw there. You know, I'm still learning some things, but I tell you, to this day, I have never seen anyone with the type of success. You know, there being so little crime, no crime. I mean, I didn't see no ounce of nothing when I was there, and I went, like I said, I was
absolutely
not just
absolutely.
I went places they didn't want me to go. I mean, I lost my tour guide a few times because I refused to be controlled by anybody, but I could find nothing. These people, clean people, it's secure. And a lot of celebrities, not that that means anything, but a lot of celebrities have been in Dimona, but that don't mean anything. We don't gauge everything by what they do. But Whitney and Bobby and Minister Farrakhan and a lot of the mayors had a meeting there, I think, SCLC, and I'm sure Monty L. can tell me more of us more about that. But I just wanted to interrupt there and just let everybody know that's the first thing that impressed me. But when we start talking about the scriptures, they was equally impressed me. So go ahead, Emmanuel. I just have to interject there.
Okay. Well, fine. Basically, you know, at this particular time, we've been here for over 40 years. And, you know, we, as you said, we are totally unified in our efforts to maintain, you understand, watch over our people there. You understand? We have several missions, you understand, now set up in African nations, you know, for the resettlement and the repatriation of our people coming home, those who want to come home. We have missions there set up with major missions set up in South Africa. We have them in Benin. We have them in Ghana. And the Ghana location, its mission itself, you know, you can receive them your American. You can receive a citizenship immediately and get land. So there are various plans for those Hebrew Israelites that desire to come home and resettle, bring back for total African unification. We're unifying ourselves as a nation at this particular time. In these times, it's a must that we begin to look into ourselves for nationalization of our particular purpose. I'm one of those, and my name also in faith is the attribute of nationalization. So one of those things in my key spirit, you will always hear me talking about nationalizing all of our priorities as a people, you know, nationally, building, having faith and knowing that you can do that, and belief. So basically, these are the things that we're standing for. The greatest thing, that achievement that we made, is that we just came home and stayed here, stabilized. And this is the objective that we would like for all of the Hebrew Israelites who have committed themselves to being Hebrews to consider leaving the lands of your captivity and coming back home to Africa. Not necessarily to Jerusalem, but to Africa. Now is the time for the gathering of that, of our people. So let me jump in here.
Let me jump in here.
I can
because
hear
you. I've noticed with a lot of Israelites, at least on Facebook. I mean, I'll go in other communities, but at least on Facebook, there's a lot. There's not a lot, but there's a little whisper of disrespect for Africa. Like people say, we're not Africans. And I noticed when I came to Damona, one of the things the brothers and sisters would say to me was, welcome to North Africa. Not welcome to Israel. Welcome to North Africa. Can you address that, please?
Yes, I can. What happened when Hellenization came upon us as a people, they brought in cultural diffusion, and they made divide lines in our understanding. What I'm saying is there's a divide line dividing African nations, Northeast African nations, at the Suez Canal, and they've called that the Middle East. So what we do not say about ourselves is we are not in the Middle East. There's no such thing as a Middle East. That's a European concept, and it's a divide line in the minds of African people. Not relate to ourselves as being divided through colonialism or any kind of thing that the Euro empire has suggested today. So that's why the brother said, well, we're in Northeast Africa or North Africa. Rather than
also,
saying that Israel is okay.
Also, let me interject here.
Go ahead.
Everybody, I'll apologize for the gap in our talking, but here so far, this is just what happens when you're talking to somebody that far away. But anyway, what missions, what countries in Africa, will you kind of let them know just how spread out just this particular organization is, if I may say organization? Let them know, because I was impressed by how much of the planet actually Y'all cover. So let them know where the presence of the kingdom of Yah is, those Israelites in Jerusalem right now. Where exactly are y'all at?
In the land here, we go as far as we have. My son, he lives up north in Tel Aviv. We have the saints are everywhere. We all over the land now, not just in Des Moines, it's just like our capital, our spiritual capital. We have individuals living in Ascalon. We have individuals in Jerusalem. People are constantly, you know, coming in. They're getting themselves committed to the ideas of the community, and they're moving out. We're spreading out all over the land. We got people living as far north, far north up in Tiberias. We have everybody living in, we have people living in up near the Jordan and by the Sea of Galilee, you understand, in the Galilee area. We everywhere, you understand. We do have a few people in Jerusalem, but not many. I did work in Jerusalem for a season, but like I said, we have basically our primary concern is staying down in the Qumran area, down in Judea, in the by the Dead Sea. We kind of congest ourselves down there for the comfort of maintaining that particular area as it was by our fathers in former times.
Okay.
The area where we start, where we originally located is in the same area. Go ahead.
Okay, Moniel, I
can hear you.
The thing I was talking about, I appreciate you letting us know where you had an issue, because that was another question I was going to ask. So let me ask you now, where are y'all at in the planet? Like, I know y'all, well, I'll let you tell where you're at, but let the listeners know just where. See, because the reason why I'm asking is I run into a lot of people that is totally ignorant of this tsunami of information that has flooded the earth with the revelation of the real Israelites. They really think this is something small. I try to tell them, we was keeping count at one point. I used to live in Cincinnati. I live now in Texas, but, you know, a city I won't name that. But I used to live in the Cincinnati area, and I remember I attended a Hebrew conference, and they said right now the count is 300,000 just in the Midwest of known Israelites that we know of that say, I am a Israelite. That was like 15 years ago. And I just want people to know that this is a very serious, godly, that Yah is behind this. This is a serious thing. This is serious people doing serious work to bring about the kingdom. And I just want them to know that it's not just in one little area, one little group, one little cult. So let them know again, where are y'all at in Africa and other countries, continents? Let them know, please.
Absolutely. We are located in actually on three continents now. And first of all, we're in Guyana, South America. We have a mission there. We're also in the islands, going into St. Croix. We're talking about all of the Virgin Islands and places in that particular area. Then you'll find us on the continent in South Africa. We're in Benin. We're also in Ghana. We have brothers and sisters that are still located in Liberia. We have people in all over Ghana. And we are also looking into going into various areas in here in Egypt, Ethiopia. We have people there in Ethiopia. So we are quite... matter of fact, you might find a mission of individuals, little sects here, there, just about in all of the African states over here. So, and we're constantly trying to upgrade our movement so that, because African, go ahead. I can.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just saying that we have began to try to, because Hebrews, the brothers here on the continent are waking up, as well as the people, as you said, throughout the states. I was personally on mission there in Texas, myself, as an international representative. I was there in Houston with Minister Malak in the mission there, and we all over the state. So we actually in Washington, D.C. We have missions in Chicago. We have missions in St. Louis. We're there in Houston, Texas. Corsicana, Texas is where I was in charge of the affairs there. We're in Dallas. We're Kansas, I believe. We have a few individuals there. We're out in California, in the city of Los Angeles. And I talked to a brother last week. He's now near San Francisco. So we're in several places, even in the States. And we're all over Africa at this particular time.
I appreciate that, Brother Amaniel. I appreciate that. And again, everybody, we're speaking with Brother Amaniel Ben Eleazar. He's in the land of Israel. And I had the opportunity to visit there several years and really enjoyed it. They're located at thekingdomofyah.com. And it's not just this brother. I just chose to interview him and one other brother. As a matter of fact, if that brother has called in, please press 1 on your phone. That's Brother Tanya. He's calling from South Africa. But if he is on the line, please just press 1, Brother Tanya.
Oh,
I have several callers. I don't know who he is, which one of these callers may be him. But anyway, back to this brother. People, like I was saying in the earlier part of the blog, you know, what we want to do is just let everybody know that we are all over the planet. There are many. This is no joke. This is real. The kingdom of the Most High is here. Truth is like a tsunami right now. It is so many people, and proud to say a lot of them are young people that are waking up and saying, you know what, we are Israel. And it's not something to just get into debates about, because I know there's a lot of people on YouTube that have given us a bad name with, you know, just dogging out white people and that's not what it's all about. As a matter of fact, I'd like for you to ask another question, Brother Maniel. What is y'all's relationship with the people that say they are Jews and are not in that land? I mean, because that was something, that's another thing that impressed me, because I went up in there, when I went to Israel, I had an attitude, I ain't going to lie. You know, you're talking about somebody that stole your birthright, I know how much holler for them. And I remember, I have changed since then. You know, now I totally walk in love for everybody, and I know that the Most High is going to do this. This is not going to be a physical fight or none of that. So, but I remember one of the things that one of your brothers there in Dimona shared with me was, you know what, if we see these brothers on the side of a road, we'll stop and pick them up. It's custom to do that anyway in Israel, but they really do it. And I say, well, why do y'all pick up people who you know have stolen your birthright? This brother explained to me, my brother, the Most High want us to love everybody. These people will always remember we've never done nothing to them. If we start fighting them, it's just going to be one another fight. You got to fight up in God's, and it'll just be us and them too. We're going to show them love. We're going to do what the scriptures say, and the Most High is going to exalt us in due time. And I had so much respect for that, because even in Dimona, I saw some of the girls, the Israeli girls, walking through Dimona's kefar. You know, kefar is where the people in Dimona do a lot of their activities. And these young girls walking through half naked, you know, because the women in Dimona is all covered up. I just felt that was so disrespect, and I was shocked by the amount of love that y'all have towards these people. So go ahead and share with them why that is, why you tolerate them, or how you look at them.
Well, at this particular time, we look at, you know, people of another color at this time. We look at, have always viewed them as being, you know, strangers. And it's not strangers to us as a color, per se, it's strangers to our culture. I went into the concept of cultural diffusion before, and I was saying that, in essence, they put many divides in our mindset as to who we are and what we are. We are not divided. There's no such thing as a racial divide. You understand? I came up in America in a family where there were light and dark people in my personal family. I mean, high light skin and high, and I'm very dark skin. And there were Caucasians and black people at that particular time, to the point that we eradicated that within the black people. When we came to Israel, we eradicated that cultural divide as well. We look at a person according to his character and according to his mindset. And then we begin to come to a point of reasoning on how we're going to deal with that individual. There are Jews here that the synagogues of Satan, as you say, the worst kind. But there are also, do you understand, brown people and black people who have come up with the worst kind too. So you can't judge a person by the cover. A book isn't to be judged by its cover, but the content that's within the book. So we look at a standpoint of mind, and we have made, you understand, ourselves friends with the Israeli people, and the Israeli people have made themselves friends with our community.
Okay, let me ask you another question, because I know some people are asking this, and that is the Kingdom of Yah. Kingdom of Yah. There are Hebrew Israelite organizations all over the world that have not yet linked up or may never link up with the Kingdom of Yah. How do y'all see these other organizations? They're thriving, I'm telling you. There are hundreds of them. I had started keeping account, I threw out some names earlier for the listeners to write down. Some other Israelites all over the world, like the Cochin in Kerala, India, the Cochin people, the Cochin Jews, the Ethiopians we know about, West Africa, the Ashanti,
right,
many people
right.
like they are Israelites as well, because of their practices, so-called Jewish or Israelite practices, customs, Lemba people. There's lots of people all over the planet that say we are Israel.
Absolutely.
And they don't look nothing like the people that we know up in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm asking you is, do you see them linking up with y'all in the future, or will we, I mean, how do you see them coming into what you're doing? Or do we have to link up as long as we serve the Most High, be true to Him? Do we ever need to really link up?
Yes, we do. Matter of fact, what you're talking about is like a cultural divide on color. It doesn't exist. You understand? It says that my inheritance is a speckled bird people when he referred to the seed of Abraham. We are all the seed of Abraham. Even though there are cultural divides in our belief system, we still understand that, you understand, we are the seed of Abraham. They're calling themselves Christians, and they're calling themselves the seed of Abraham. They're calling themselves Arabs or Muslim, but they still say that they are the seed through Ishmael of Abraham. We come from, you know, Israel, and Israel is the seed of Abraham. So we're looking for nationalism to come up under that banner, up under that particular thing, and it removes the cultural divide that we see our people in India, we see our people everywhere all over this area, and there are cultural divides that's keeping us, or cultural diffusion is keeping us from relating to one another according to nationalism. But we're removing those barriers, you understand? They are removed here in Jerusalem. We don't have a cultural divide as far as color. That doesn't exist. It doesn't exist whatsoever. And once the Hebrews can begin to remove those cultural diffusion divides out of their mind, then we have reached our goal of being nation builders.
Brother Montiel, before I go, time is kind of creeping on us. Before I go, there is one person
okay.
that one of our listeners and loyal listeners, I can say loyal, but they asked the question. I want to be kind to them and ask give it to you. The question they have is, what blood type are you?
I think I know the answer to that, but I'm going to let you handle it. I guess they're trying to see if you're really a Jew. They're saying, what is your blood type? Their exact question is, what is the primary blood type of these people?
The primary, well, my blood type is O, but, you know, scientifically, I haven't really went into examining, you know, my blood type to see if I'm for real or not. You understand? I am for real, but I don't think our people in Egypt tried to prove their ancestry through, you understand, specimens of blood and different things. But nevertheless, man, my particular blood type and most of the people in my community and family are O, blood type O.
Okay, I think, Brother Amaniel, what she's trying, probably trying to get at, she can probably correct me, but I think what she's trying to ask is, you know, a lot of people through science have figured out a way through DNA to prove their Jewish ancestry. Now, my belief is, and then I would love to know yours, is the DNA thing is very, very much political. Okay? They can pretty much make what they want. Yes, it's very accurate,
yes,
if people do right, but science is, mankind is scientists like everybody else, and they have a tendency to kind of do what they want to do. And they are basically saying that so-called Jews in Israel are pretty much, they're the ones that authorize whether or not a person is a Jew. Like with the Limba people, they had said, well, they are really a Jew. But with the Ashanti people in the West, West Africa, they said, well, they're not because of DNA this, DNA that. But you and I, our studies have been, go by what Moses said would befall Israel if they obey certain things that's to happen to them, and it spelled out specific detailed things they will go through, and if they disobey, certain specific detailed things will befall them. And this is how I believe Dimona and other Israelites all over the world, black Israelites I might add, are discovering who they are. They're saying, hey, we're the ones put in slave ships, and if these people in Israel are the true Jews, when did the fake Jews come? Because you remember the Most High said that he would, that Israel will be turned over to sanctuary, will be turned over to. So go ahead.
Actually, like I said, it's a mindset. If you're a Hebrew Israelite and you're related to Yah, you have a Yah mind. And then when we begin to discuss Yah's truth with one another, then I can detect if you are Israelite because the Yah mind won't fit. It won't fit. It won't even agree. You understand? So we are related to one another directly through spirit, and that's a mindset. You understand? It has nothing to do with the physiological makeup of the body. It has everything to do with the mind, which controls the body. And godliness, or Yah, is a man. It's a man. It's what governs our behavior, our everyday doing. This is what makes us alike. I mean, and I understand how people want to scientifically prove something, but if you ain't got the proper mindset, you ain't related to me. That's the way I look at it. Removing all of the cultural divides again.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's, hopefully that was a good answer. I haven't got anything else. We'll give them a minute because you just actually, it's a little delay here with them hearing you and then her typing. But anyway, man, I just want you to know I really appreciate you calling and me having an opportunity to interview you. We have like 16 minutes left on this program. I did have a brother, like I said, that was supposed to call from Africa, but he's a businessman. I think he got tied up. He said he probably would, and so I guess that's what happened. But maybe next week we'll have him on and some other people, because we're going to eventually have people on from all over the world doing just what you did, letting us know what's going on. You want to add before my final questions, anything you have to say to all these people listening, they'll be listening to this archive, there'll be a lot more people listening to the archive audio of this. Anything you have to say to your brothers and sisters scattered out throughout the four corners of the earth, Israelites, those of us that have acknowledged that we are truly the people of the book, and that we also understand that that means we actually will be leaders. We will lead other nations to a more harmonious, more clear understanding of the scriptures, and just really leading the world back to the Most High in a pure form. Anything you have to say to these listeners?
Okay, yes, yes, I would. In my latest writing, The Moral Compass of Justice, you know, I list out the concept of the resurrection. It comes in three stages. In other words, the rebirth of a Hebrew Israelite. It happens in three stages. The first stage is Tikiyah. Second stage is Kimah. And the third stage is Hafsah. When you understand these terms from Hebrew, you will understand that Tikiyah, being at the first stage of your awakening, you're waking up to an identity. You're waking up to the fact that you know that you are a Hebrew Israelite, but yet you are in the lands of your captivity. Now, you begin to address yourself to prepare for the flight home. Because why? You're in a land where you are not at home. So, at that particular time, once you take flight, come out of the lands of your captivity, back to your homeland, where there's a place prepared for you by Yah. Once you get back to Africa, then you can begin the African lifestyle at Tima. You cannot do or have an African lifestyle living in a Western world. It just comes to so much conflict, and it's too complex to try to put your life together. You are controlled by your environment. So this environment, you're trying to get back home to your proper environment so that you can return back to your proper spirit. This is at the point you are when you resurrect at Tima. Now you're back in your environment. Your environment will allow you to be a Hebrew. Then you begin to get the lifestyle. Whatever those seven pillars that I mentioned earlier, if you follow those things along with the Ten Commandments, you will develop a particular behavior. That behavior will become your lifestyle in the land. As you elevate to that, your mindset will develop into the Yah mind because it's righteous-oriented. That would take you to the point of being Hakasah, which is the last stage of the resurrection, having a Yah mind, understanding that now those things have been internalized within yourself. You are no longer looking for someone to save you. You're looking to save someone else and to give them same understanding about being reborn again, as I'm giving to you today. Thank you. This is what I would like to say to my people. Come out of America. Come out of the lands of your captivity. Come home. Start the first process of Tikiyah, your resurrection, and be obedient to the plan. Okay, Brother Seth, that's what I would
like
to say.
Well, Brother Mariel, we just want to thank you again for... I just want to thank you, man, for spending time with us. And I just say hello to everybody there, Brother Avia, Zachriel, Avimele, Dr. Avimele,
yes,
if you
yes.
see him. Yeah, all these people. Just say hi to them for me, man.
I'm sure
you're probably
yeah.
wondering what happened to me. So I'll talk with you later. Shalom, my brother, shalom. And
okay. Will do. Shalom, shalom.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Okay, people, there you have it, Brother Maniel. And like I say, he is on Facebook. So if you know you want to shoot this brother a message, it's Maniel, A-M-O-N-I-E-L, Ben Eleazar, L-E-L-E-A-Z-A-R. He has been sending messages back and forth to me for a good while. So I'm so glad he called. And like I say, we had one other brother to call that was going to call us from South Africa, but I'm kind of glad he didn't because he wouldn't have that much time the way things worked out. So we'll every Tuesday we'll do this. We'll feature one person or more, two, three, however, and eventually we'll open up the lines once we get enough people calling in. We got quite a few people tonight, but we'll open up the lines and start letting people just do a little shout-outs from all over the globe. Okay, this is for the family scattered all four corners of the earth. This is not about nothing else other than building the family, encouraging the family, letting eventually I want to know what some of y'all are going through. I know some of y'all have questions. I guess the brother did a good job. We had minimum questions tonight. I see y'all listening. Or y'all see y'all in the chat room. You're chatting back and forth. So anyway, I just want to just do some closing comments, and then we'll just call it a night. I enjoyed everybody. Thank you for coming. Don't forget, on my front page, I have my library. I have a library of the different books. These books are just second to none. Scholars of scholars, God-fearing, Elohim-fearing people are sharing thoughts on this very subject. And I also go into other things. There's so many more other things to talk about. One World Government, what they're doing. We're going to have programs on that actually 2 days from now, Thursday night, this time on Thursday, which is technically Friday morning. So Thursday night, late night, I'll be doing the same thing I'm doing now. Hosting, we'll be talking about the One World Government. What are they trying to do? What are they trying to do? Have y'all ever heard of the word HAARP? H-A-A-R-P, HAARP, HAARP program. Do you have any idea that is the most powerful weapon that the United States government have? Are you aware that they can point that weapon at people and disable thousands? You won't be able to. It messes with the mind. This is a real project. This is government documents. This ain't no none of that conspiracy theory, just, you know, paranoia stuff. This is a real deal government experiment. We deal with all kinds of things like that. You know, we talk about what the government, because the One World Government is nothing more than it's mimicking the kingdom of Yah. It's a fake kingdom that has come to really to be at odds with the kingdom. These two kingdoms are going to clash, as we know of it, and Armageddon is what that's really all about. But we talk about that on Thursday night, late Thursday night. Please join me. You're going to hear some things. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not for everybody. It's very, very hard to digest some of the things I'm saying. I ain't going to lie. It's very, very, it can, if you never heard some of this stuff, you'll need to, and we're going to end on, we always going to end Thursday nights on what the Most High have to say about it, on an encouraging note, because it's not some of this stuff like a weather control, for instance. You know, I don't know if the tsunami that hit Japan was weather control or not, but I do know this, that the nations have the ability, and I can show you congressional hearings where they actually discuss weather warfare. I can show it to you, people. I'm telling you. Plus, we're here on the net, so we just write a tip away, a click away from finding this out. And I'm talking about congressional documents, not no somebody saying something. It's very easy to prove a lot of this stuff because I have even a lot of our white brothers and sisters, they're already running with this. You know, we're kind of new to it, but there's groups out there that already know about population control and weather warfare and biological warfare and germ warfare. It's just this stuff is so much for us, it's just hard to believe. But what do we, the blog is going to be talking about, what do we do as Israelites? What is it for us to do? What are we supposed to do about this? You know, what does this have to do with end time? What is the Most High really doing with these, with allowing the Federal Reserve to print money out of thin air? And we get into a lot of stuff. You cannot miss Thursday night, okay? But I have enjoyed the brother from Dimona, Israel. Like I say, they're at kingdomofyah.com. Obviously, they have a little nation, and they're trying to build their nation. And the Kingdom of Yah, I really was blessed by it. I will say this. They are no joke when it comes down to the scriptures. Now, again, I don't agree with every single thing I've seen any group do, but so you just have to go there and just be prayerful and just let the Most High lead you, because we all are learning. We all are learning. We are at different stages. But I just want to thank you for being obedient and sitting through. Everybody seemed like they have signed on, stayed on, so obviously y'all are serious. You're seeking the Most High. Continue to seek His heart. Continue to seek His way. And don't try to be righteous in your own way. I promise you the scripture could encourage us not to do that. We, our righteousness, I don't care how many times we pray, how many times we fast, how many times we read the scriptures, how many times we don't do this, that, and the other, our righteousness is as filthy rags. We cannot keep the law. Our forefathers could not keep the law. Okay, not to the Most High's liking. We have got to accept the Messiah and the gift that the Most High, the gift that the Most High, He is Most Higher too, but the gift that the Most High did through the death, burial, resurrection of the Messiah. Yes, 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 the death, burial, resurrection of the Messiah. That blood being shed, that lamb slain once and for all, allowed us to be given the gift of righteousness. Righteousness is a gift. I keep seeing people that are trying to work for it. You cannot work for it. You can't read enough scriptures for it. You cannot do. Righteousness has to be given to you. Check out one of my old episodes where, and I'm going to be dealing with that this Saturday, this Shabbat, where I talk about being righteous. Righteousness is a gift. I think the topic is righteousness is a gift. Not of works, and then I say in parenthesis, shall we sin then? I'm going to have a guest on. My wife and I be doing that on Saturday. And then on Sunday, you know anybody, do you know anybody that's new to this whole Hebrew expression? They just don't believe we Israel. They've heard you've tried to explain it to them, but you don't feel confident sharing the scriptures. Have them listen at Sunday at 3:30 Central Standard Time. We go through detail. We make it, I mean, it's like Hebrew 101. We go through every scripture, not every single scripture, but we go through many scriptures proving we are living out these curses more than anybody else. It gets rid of, I know so many people that say, Brother Seth, you know, this have really helped me. I mean, we really break it down. So if you know people that you're not comfortable sharing with because they may be a mother, father, somebody, you know, have them to tune in at 3:30 Central Standard Time to our program. We talk about how we know we Israel. It'll be every single Sunday. We don't talk about nothing else but how we know we Israel, because somebody has got to have a show where they don't get deep and just keep addressing this basic. How do we know beyond a shadow of doubt that we're Israel? How do we know beyond a shadow of doubt that we're Israel? Somebody has to address that. Everybody seems to be getting so deep, talking about the names of God, the Shabbat, this, that, and the other. Who, what show is out here really? And I know there are shows out here, but I'm just saying we are out there also on Sunday at 3:30, okay? So I just want to just leave out with the song that brought us in. But before I just do that, I want to just say a prayer for everybody, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, Yahweh, we thank you for all of the listeners, all of these brothers and sisters that have listened to this show and that have learned about our brothers and sisters in Israel. Father, help us to be a family. Help us to bring the nations back to you in a pure form of worship. Help us to be true to the things we talk about and preach about. Help us to live this life, Father. Help us to trust in who you are and not, help us to trust in the gift you've given us of righteousness and not in our own merits. These things we pray in your son's name. Amen. I love everybody, and I'm going to take us out with a song that brought us in. So I will see everyone next week, or if not, Thursday night. Shalom.
One, two, three, come on! Hey y'all, this is just a simple invitation. We want you to come on up to New Jerusalem. Come on, choir.
Come and enter the holy of holies.
open your mind and not the battlefield. Open your ears to this prophecy. You probably didn't think it would come to be. Come with me to the most holy city, Jerusalem, we will live righteously. Together we walk in victory. The promised land is the right place to be. All praise to the God of Jacob. To walk in this path, you better wake up. We are there through this verse and made up. It will lead you to the Holy One that saved us. So come with me to the Holy.
Hello? Hello, who's there?